Hi, my name is Tate. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from control, fear of man, and shame. Hi, guys. Okay. Before recovering Christ, my life was stained. I'm on the right page. Okay, we're good. Before recovering in Christ, my life was stained by feelings of inadequacy, fear of people abandoning me, and low self-worth. When I was 5 years old, my parents divorced, and I lived as the oldest of three sisters with my mom. My dad would visit my sisters and I between traveling for work. Early on, I was encouraged to be a leader in the house and help my mom raise my sisters. My parents took us to church and sent us to church camps. During a summer camp, I heard the gospel of Jesus Christ and knew that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, but I did not realize that God desired to have a relationship with me while I was on earth. I feared that God would be disappointed in me if I didn't obey the Ten Commandments. This fear of rejection and fear of inadequacy started my lifelong battle of attempting to control everything around me. I wanted to be the best student, the best daughter, and the best athlete. As I entered middle school, I could not handle the pressure any longer, and I started watching pornography, binge eating in secret, and having suicidal ideation. As my body changed during high school, I started to notice that my body looked different than my petite sister's. I feared that my health-conscious family would reject me and that man would never love me. I continued to cope with these fears by watching pornography, restricting and binging food, developing obsessive-compulsive tendencies, drinking alcohol, and being sexually promiscuous. During college, I continued to control my life with the same habits. I started abusing Adderall illegally to help me control my grades in school and taking diet pills to control my appearance. My boyfriend and I had a volatile relationship that was founded on sexual impurity, emotional abuse, and codependency. I craved his attention and would offer my body to him as a way to feel affirmed and accepted. I would use my body to control and manipulate his love for me. I yearned for peace and comfort, and I sought out everything except Christ to fulfill me. Just a few months after graduating college, my boyfriend moved to Dallas and proposed to me. 31 days before our wedding, my fiancé confessed to cheating on me for the second time on his bachelor party. I crumbled. I called it quits and pointed the finger at him. He did this and he ruined it. I was unwilling to acknowledge how my idolizing him, manipulating him, and my desire to control resulted in the breakup. I felt empty and hurting, and I turned to other men to make me feel affirmed and loved. As I continued to run to the affection of others and control my appearance as a victim, I began to have severe anxiety attacks and insecurity. I can now reflect on this time and see that God was pursuing me and forcing me to realize that I could no longer control my life. By February of 2016, my life was a mess, and all my friends knew how badly I was hurting after breaking up with my fiance. God used the encouragement of my friend Rachel and my community group to enter into regeneration so that I could begin to heal. Showing up at a recovery group would force me to admit that I was no longer in control of my life. I carried a heavy shame into the doors and believed the lie that I was a failure and unlovable. I believed the lie that God did not love me and his lack of love towards me was my fault. However, God used the worship, testimony, and groundwork time to begin to show me how much he loved me and wanted to have a relationship with me. I remember hearing stories of life change and wanted to have that. I wanted to have the joy that they had. After 12 weeks in groundwork, I was placed into a small group and started working through the 12 steps of recovery. During steps 2 and 3, believe and trust, I battled through my daily homework and was challenged to evaluate what I believed about God. God used step 3, trust, to show me that I lacked trust in the Lord and that I did not fully depend on him. I finally was able to comprehend and accept that God loved me so much that he sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross and be raised to life 3 days later, so that I could spend the rest of my life in relationship with him. I made the decision on July 4th, 2016, to spend the rest of my life submitting to God's will for me rather than my own. As I walked through inventory and confession, I fully believe that Jesus died on the cross for my addiction to pornography, my eating disorder, my shame, my childhood hurts, my crippling control, my sexual impurity, and my future sins. God started to change my desires. I no longer place focus on being a certain figure or making others proud, but instead I focus on being a daughter of God. When I would begin to fear the rejection from my parents or friends, I would reflect on Isaiah 41:10, which states, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. As I walked through the forgiveness and amends steps, I began to realize how much God desires for relationships to be restored and that I could trust him through my most fearful situations. Making amends with people I harmed was terrifying, but God was faithful to show me that I could trust him regardless of the outcome. As I worked through steps 10, 11, and 12, I began to grow in my intimacy with God and developed a greater understanding of the love he had for me. After commencing from Regen, God has shown me that he is much better at controlling my life than I ever was. God used my past sexual sins and addiction to pornography to encourage me to fight sex trafficking here in Dallas through Watermark's Reclaim Ministry and Jesus Said Love. For the following year, I had the opportunity to enter into strip clubs and share the love of Christ with women in the commercial sex industry. God used my dirty sins and her past hurts, and he has used it for his glory. Through God alone, I have not watched pornography in over 2.5 years. Whoop! I have also had the joy of leading in regeneration. God has continued to show me that I have to fight each day against the temptation to control the way I view my body and the way I value the way people view me. I continue to struggle with poor body image, but I'm quick to confess my thoughts to community and look to God for my identity. When I have relapsed in my eating disorder, I have been quick to confess to God, repent from sin, and talk with my community and my mentor. God has been gracious and merciful to me during times of temptation, and he has reminded me that I am loved by him. I have to make the daily choice to spend time in God's word each day, confess and repent sin, repent from sin, and spend time with other believers. John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. It is a daily choice to spend time with the Lord and lean on him to fulfill my every need. You may also be wondering what happened with my relationship with my ex-fiance, Tim. He commenced from Regen in August 2016. He asked me on a coffee date when I commenced from Regen last year. God was merciful to us and started to heal our relationship. As we dated, we made a commitment to wait until our wedding day to kiss in order to protect our purity and focus on growing in the Lord. We were married less than 5 months later on July 8th, 2017. I still struggle with attempting to control areas of my life, especially in my marriage, but God has shown me that he is faithful and I can trust him with every part of my life. If I could tell you one thing tonight, it would be that God loves you and desires for you to trust him with your life. He died for the very sins that haunt you and desires to heal you in the relationships in your life. For the first time guests, welcome to the Regeneration family. We hope you leave tonight knowing that God has not forgotten you and he loves you so much that he sent his son to die for you. To close, my name is Tate. I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from control, fear of man, and shame. To God be all the glory.